and welcome to Grad Next Audio, brought to you by Study Trust, Van Schaik Publishers, Capitec, and me, Ruda Landman. These podcasts go with a booklet called Grad Next, which is available to download for free on the same platform where you found this podcast. Grad Next was created to help you cross the gap between being a student and being a working adult. It consists of four sections: knowing yourself, finding the opportunities, the practicalities of getting the job, and finally, being a working adult. In this episode, we start talking about knowing yourself. You can map yourself, recognizing your motivation, your ability, and your personality, the map of who you are. Here we go. Every so often, we arrive at crucial crossroads in our lives when a choice one way or the other will shift our path in a different direction. Choosing your university was one such moment, as was choosing what to study. Now you have arrived at another one. You have to decide where to start your career. You want to find a match between yourself and a possible job. To do that, you need to get to know yourself first. What makes you tick? What makes you fearful? What you want? What you hate? You need to map yourself. If you put your nose to a printed page, you won't be able to read anything, and the pictures will be little more than a jumble of colors and lines. You need to pull away to make sense of it. Our relationship with ourselves is a bit like that. We live inside our thoughts and activities and emotions all the time, too close to see patterns or understand cause and effect. In order to see ourselves in context, we need to take a step back and draw a map. Now, when you consider this, remember that there is no right and wrong. We are all different. The only right answers are the ones that lead to self-awareness. M is for motivation. Think of something you enjoy doing regularly. Let's say you're a member of the debating society, or the soccer team, or that you mentor students at your old school. Motivation is the answer to the question, why? Why did you start? Why are you persevering? Why are you giving it your all or not? In other words, what determines the intensity of your engagement? These answers will lead you not only to your motivation, but also to your values. You started mentoring because you believe in giving back. You keep going because you believe in honoring your commitments. But you do the minimum because teaching and guiding younger people doesn't really turn you on. You joined the soccer team because your best friend plays and friendship matters to you. You carry on because you have found that you like using your skill and your physical energy. That's also the reason you give it your all. But you don't go to the extra practice on Saturdays because you also value your academic achievement and you'd rather spend the time studying. Make a list of all the values and motivations that you can come up with. Then move on to A. A is for ability. Another word for ability is skill. It is the answer to the question, what can you do? This may seem obvious. You are studying computer science so that you can improve your skill in writing programs. English may be one of your majors because you can write well. List all of your skills. These are the basic abilities, the hard skills, which will determine the content of the job you will do. Other skills may not be as obvious. According to the World Economic Forum's Future of Jobs report for 2020, the skills most commonly sought by employers are complex problem solving, critical thinking, creativity, people management, collaboration, emotional intelligence, judgment and decision making, service orientation, negotiation, and cognitive flexibility. These are not skills one learns in a classroom, but you may have picked up more than you think. Consider your formal studies and all your other activities with this list in mind. Many projects that you had to complete as part of your studies will have involved problem solving, critical thinking, and creativity. Group activities force you to collaborate and negotiate, which teaches you emotional intelligence, the ability to be aware of your own and others' feelings and emotions, and to act accordingly. If you are studying social work, say, you may have faced tricky situations during your practical training. Perhaps you had to deal with a difficult father who wanted to see his children outside of his allotted times. If you managed it well, you have the ability to stay calm and not give in to emotion in difficult situations, evidence of emotional intelligence. It also shows a service orientation. You wanted to give both the father and the rest of the family the best possible solution. You had to use your judgment and decide what to propose. There's a whole basket of skills in that one experience. In your personal life, you may have taken the lead in the commune you stay in, organizing people to clean the common areas and proposing rules about the use of the fridge. Perhaps you've organized a group of people from your residence to club together to buy food. That shows creative thinking, leadership, and the ability to collaborate, negotiate, and manage people. Make a list of things you've done, both as part of your coursework and in your personal life. Think of the skills they may demonstrate. Own them. Tell yourself, well done. Write them down. When considering your list of abilities, you also have to think about areas in which you could improve. Some are practical. If you cannot use basic computer programs like Word, Excel, and PowerPoint yet, find a free online course and learn. These are essential skills for the workplace. So is the ability to write, not poetry, just clear English for emails or reports. Other gaps in your skill set may be emotional or intellectual. If you cannot control your temper, or you tend to be inflexible in your approaches or your views, you need first to be aware of it, and then find a way to work on it. Ask a friend to do this exercise with you. You can serve as a sounding board for each other, identifying both your strengths and your weaknesses. Okay, so we've looked at motivation and we've looked at ability. Now, P is for personality. There are various models for categorizing personality types and ways of thinking. Some of the best known are the Myers-Briggs Type Indicator, the Herman Whole Brain Model, the Big Five Personality Traits, and the Enneagram Test. Google these if you're interested. You will find fascinating information. Here are some of the basic variables. Remember that you will fit somewhere on a continuum, on a line. In other words, you may be only slightly introverted or extremely so. Very few people are at the extremes so that they respond exclusively in only one way. First question, how do you recharge your batteries, or from where do you draw your energy? Do you withdraw with music or a book? Or do you seek out friends for a party? Secondly, do you like working with other people, or would you rather work alone? Another one, can you sit at your desk all day working away at a problem, or do you have to have variation and change? Do you like working with detail, or would you rather think about the big picture? Do you like nature, being in the bush, or do you prefer the city with all its busyness? Does it matter to you that you may offend people, or do you go for your goal without worrying about that? Do you look for new projects, new people, new information all the time? Or do you prefer stability, routine, and certainty? Do you keep all your options open until the last moment, or do you plan ahead in detail? Those are just some of the questions that may help you get a picture of your personality. It is not an exhaustive list. Think about an average week in your life. Think about what you enjoyed and what you had to force yourself to do. What does that say about your preferences? Make a list. Now you have a map of yourself. It is not final. You will change it many times as you grow and learn. However, you have a picture of who you are and what you can do at this point in your life. That was episode 2 of Grad Next Audio. Thank you for listening. Next time, we'll talk about personal branding, reputation, image, tone, attitude. Please join us again. You can also download the text for free on the same platform where you found this podcast. Goodbye, until next time.